Hi, you're listening to James H. for Life, Episode 2, Is Your Family Worth More Than Wawa? To James H. for Life, and I have a very important question for you. Is your family worth more than Wawa? Now, for those of you who may not know, Wawa here in the Northeast, in the New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania area, is a very popular convenience store. I mean, you go to Wawa and you can get pretty much anything that you would need as far as food, your gas. They've got ATMs. I mean, it's like a catch-all for your everyday quick eats and things like that. And the food's pretty good, too. And it is an absolute staple, especially here in the state of New Jersey, and specifically South Jersey. If you go to Wawa, you will see anyone and everyone in town. It is the place to hang out. Everyone goes to Wawa for something. So my question to my listeners is, is your family worth more than going to Wawa? And the reason I ask this is, you know, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and so the industry gets really hyped up about it, and yeah, all right, fine, it's not exactly the number one celebrated holiday or event of the year, but nonetheless, it's here. So that's why you might hear a lot of life insurance ads during this particular month. But moving forward, in the spirit of the month of the industry, since I'm a part of it, I wanted to just kind of pose a question to what would you be willing to give up in order to afford the life insurance that you would need in order to protect your family? So a very common scenario that I run across is, you hear all these life insurance companies put out these ads, you know, whether it's AIG or New York Life or whoever, it doesn't matter. They all do the same thing of, you know, $15 a month will get you $3 million in life insurance. Or if you can run a mile in under 8 minutes, you can qualify for $1 million of life insurance for less than $10 a month. Or, you know, they give you some kind of pitch like that. I call it the greed pitch, because basically they're looking for the people who want to just, they want to protect their family and do the right thing, but they also, oh, $10 a month? Sure, I'll spend $10 a month. Problem is what they don't tell you on the commercials, of course, is that's not the majority of people who apply for life insurance, number one. Number two, those rates, I'll let in on a secret, those are only usually for a 10-year term policy or less, meaning you're only going to have coverage for 10 years or less. And most families who need that $1 million in coverage need a minimum of at least 20 years. And they're also only giving you the best rate possible. It's usually called something like prefer to lead or something like that. And only 10%, real industry statistic here from what I've gathered from the companies that I've written for, 10% of people who apply for life insurance actually get those rates. So, a couple of takeaways just from that. Number one, you have a 90% chance of not ever seeing the rate that you hear about when you're shopping for life insurance or you hear these ads. So that's number one. Number two, what would you be willing to spend and or give up? Because you know, in order to have this coverage, because when you go and you speak to an agent and they, you know, run the rates and everything for you, and let's just say they quoted you X amount of dollars a month and it came back higher because of blood pressure or a medicine you take or your weight just barely tipped the scale in the other direction, who knows, you know, little things like that are the common culprits. So all of a sudden the price goes up. Then all of a sudden you backpedal. Oh, well, I don't know if we can afford this. Well, wait a minute. Didn't you want to protect your family? So let's look at the price difference here. Let's just say I quoted you at $40 a month and it came back at $50 or $60 even. Let's just say it came back $20 higher. So that would be a 50% increase from the original quote. Okay, it's not unnoticeable, but something happened and the price went up and nobody saw it coming. Okay, wouldn't there be something in most cases that you could find an additional $20 per month in order to afford life insurance. See, here's the thing. So quick math. So in my own personal visits to Wawa, my average spending per visit is approximately $10 or so every single time I go, not including when I go for gas, because of course gas is going to be $30 or $40 a tank, something like that, depending on how low you are, all that jazz. So that's fine. But if I go to Wawa because I want to get something to eat, the average amount that I spend is in the vicinity of 10 bucks. So in order for me to afford the life insurance, if I knew that I could do $40 a month and I was okay with that, but now it's going to be 60, all I have to do is not go to Wawa two times less per month. I mean, if I go to Wawa once a week, if I stop that and I cut it down to only going once every other week, I can afford my life insurance right then and there. Boom, there's the extra 20 bucks I need. My budget didn't change. My quality of life didn't change. The mathematics are there and they're sound. So, I mean, and it only took a minor adjustment. So my question then to you would be, well, what would you need to change and what would you be willing to change? See, if you really were honest and we can all do this, you know, we say, oh, I can't afford that. Well, if you stop and you actually look at your bank statements and look to see where your money is going, I will guarantee you, you can find the money that you need in order to protect your family and afford that life insurance. Believe me when I tell you, and look, listen, I'm speaking from the heart here because I've delivered death checks, okay? I have gone to families' homes when one of their loved ones died that my company covered, and I've handed that check off. You do not know the relief on the faces of these families when they know that they're receiving that check. I pray that I'm not ever delivering a term life insurance check, because, you know, term insurance, you don't want that to pay out, because the plan for term insurance, I said this on the last podcast I did, is to outlive that policy. And, you know, but you buy it so that if you do die, your family will be financially secure. You know, that's one thing that you don't want it to pay out. And in fact, in one respect, you don't even really want to pay for it, because it's money and it doesn't feel like you're getting anything for it and so on and so forth. But when people die, these contracts do, these policies do exactly what they're supposed to. The company will pay, your family will receive a check, you know, barring any, you know, extra circumstances that would void it, of course, but that's, we'll get into that later. But it's plain and simple, your family can't afford the consequences of you dying and your income no longer being able to provide for them. Death is permanent. You can't undo it. You can't fix it. Once you're dead, you're dead. So if you don't have life insurance and you have people depending on you for provision, then I really encourage you to, you can contact me or contact an agent in your state, because I only write in the state of New Jersey at this time. Get yourself covered. Get your family protected. I pray to God that they never have to see a life insurance check from whichever company you ever decide to go with. But if you do die, I would much rather, and your family would much rather, you have that coverage there than be stuck up the creek without a paddle because there was no coverage. And now not only do they have a $10,000+ funeral bill to take care of, but now there's a family that needs to get by financially without your help. So not to be all doom and gloom, but to put it in perspective, because these policies, they pay out, and they pay out exactly as we tell you they will. Get yourself covered, take care of your family, work your budget to make sure that your family's financial future is secure. Thanks for tuning in today. For more questions, please feel free to email me at jameshforlife@gmail.com. You can also request quotes on life insurance, long-term care, or disability, and I would be happy to speak with you further if you're in the state of New Jersey. Also, if you have some suggestions that you would like for future podcasts on topics, whether they be on life, disability, or long-term care, please feel free to email me, and I'd be happy to consider your request. You may also check out my blog at jameshforlife.com. Thank you, and have a blessed day. I'll talk to you next time.